Let's remember it for some reason. We saw a picture of the post office.
Does it apply anymore?
No, it's called Gidui. I didn't force the shuffle now because I don't cook the Zion Sephalov. There is no Gidui today because there are no snakes roaming around. What's interesting is, and Mishmur is it also. The only thing we're choshish for Gidui is by Kiddush and Abdullah. It's the Bar Mitzvah, then we're Machmor. But the Lechatchila, we don't leave it overnight.
It's so interesting, don't we? I don't know, we learned
the guy went on the big special 2 minutes, what?
5 minutes.
But even if you left over the whole night, but the Yevit, you know, Lechatchila, we don't leave it out. But yeah, but it's okay. There's people that make sure that they need the kvesh shaliyah at night. They cover it.
Oh yeah.
Others say no.
What's the pshat? We're saying shuvah. It's probably read a Rambam. It said the only way to uproot a tekana is if the chachamim are smarter and more.
Gudel b'chochma b'minyan. Right. Say it in English. But that's not the case. There's also certain cases where the whole reason a tekana is not around. Now, the reason a tekana is because of snakes. We don't have snakes running around. Interesting is that 200 years ago, pre-Chodesh, Rabbi Cheskel Dilu, he's not in the middle of the nation, but Dal Yud and Manu Gavav, Cheskel Dilu. He writes that in Eretz Yisrael, then, 200 years ago, there was a problem with Choshen. Do we know? You ever seen the Choshen around? You go in the, sometimes in the desert or whatever, you know the Choshen around. So it's true, the Goyen says that anytime we have a Tekona from Chazal, so they tell us like one reason, two reasons, just make us understand something. But a lot of things they don't tell us, because if they tell us, we're going to make the initial, right? Because the person is going to say, like Shlomo Melech said that what's the reason you can't marry many wives? The king's only marry 18 wives. Why? So they shouldn't be matas libas, a pasuk in Shoftim. So Shlomo Melech said, but I'm the chochem mikolodim, I'm the wise guy around. So I'll manage. I'll marry a bunch of wives. One's going to cook, one's going to bake, one's going to clean the floor. I'll make sure no one has any ashpa on me. What happened? They were mashpia. So we see from over there that when you get banished and gives a person a reason, so mankind, that's who we are. We hear the reason, that's the reason, I'll be fine. You tell a kid, go to sleep right now. Why do you have to go to sleep right now? Because always you won't wake up tomorrow morning. No, I'll make sure I wake up tomorrow morning, I'll be fine. Once you tell them the reason, the Yetzirah says, okay, we can take care of that. So the Chazal don't tell us all the reasons. So the Goyin's sheet and all the Torah is like that. You have things that we're not makaram, Gili is one of them. Right over there where it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we're not Chayshir Gili today, the Goyin says, we are Choshish, the Pisca Chu brings on a Maisa Rav. The Goyin was Makhim and Gili. The Chazanish is also Makhim. The Chazanish, even if he went out of the room for a minute, but he didn't want to throw it out, so he gave it to Bessie Sun. He was Makhim. So there are people that are Makhim. The Goyin says, they told us one reason because snakes, not a bunch of other reasons. The Goyin is very interesting, right, to this site. We could try it. It's in the Sefer Valio. It says, the Mishnah says, Le Yikr Le Oraner. Friday night, Shabbos. You can't read to light the candle. Don't say why. Comes along the Gemara. The Gemara says, why the candle in there? Shema Yata. In the good old days, they had these oil lamps. So what you do is when you're reading, you adjust the lamp. As the wick goes down, you always adjust a little knob. You ever see those, right? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Likha on there. He says, Shema Yata. The reason is because you might adjust it if you trust you, or a Mavi, or a Machabe. Came along with Shema Malisha. He said, that's the problem. I want to learn, big mitzvah. I'll make sure to learn, and I'll be careful not to be matas on there. So he started learning, got ready for trying, you know, the sugi, whatever. And before you know it, he was matas in there. So he says, the lesson is very interesting and stuff. Based on Shabbos, he says that kama gedoilim tibre chachomim sha'omra li'ikolar in there, l'kishivon and beis amigdash ovi chata shmeina. Okay, the second part he's saying, when the beis amigdash was built, I owe chatas, because machal Shabbos. What's this thing, Kama Gedolim Dibre Chachomim? So he says, very good pshat. Kama Gedolim Dibre Chachomim. How great, how intelligent were the words of the Chachomim, the Mishnah, Sha'om L'Yikol Nar Ner, they said L'Yikol Ner, and they didn't give a reason. Because the Chachomim, the next generation, the Merum, they thought they're helping us out by telling, you know what the reason is, Shem Yata? That's why it was Nechshon. Kama Gedolim Dibre Chachomim, Sha'om L'Yikol Nar Ner, they said, don't read it, and they didn't give any reasons. That's how smart they were, because had they given the reasons, that'd be Nechshon. They were smart, they gave the reason. That's the Goyen sheet all over. He's makel also my machrein, he's makel gilu. All things that other chayim are makel on, he says, we don't know the reason why. Even if the reason seems to have gone, we're not makel. So that's the goyin is makel on gilu. But mishmur makel. And then you get the interesting question. Let's say you want to be machmer. Why is it not paltashas? You ever think of that? If I'll pee then, it's mutter. And I'm going to throw it out. Why is it not paltashas? We pass like the machab, we pass like the mishmur, and I threw it out. Why is it not paltashas? And I asked this once to Rosh Hashanah.
I'm saying, how is it? It's not by Tashas.
Again?
See, we have a machlokes, I'm saying. Why should we
be Tashas? So Rosh Hashanah tying it, that even if you eat it one day, it could be a shit yichidah against everybody. But it's not, I'm doing it for waste. I'm doing it to be here. It's a shit and a loch. So that's fine. Everybody agrees, but that's what Rosh Hashanah said. And these things happen all the time. Sometimes you want to do a chumah, because you're doing a chumah, you're throwing something out. You can't do that. Anyway, we're not supposed to be talking about that. We're supposed to be talking about things that were full on Shabbos. So, we were talking last time about medicine. Shabbos, the first thing you have to know is anything which has to do with pikuach nefesh is not only mutter to do on Shabbos, you're mechuyev to do on Shabbos. Because the Rebbeinu Sham told us, v'chai behem, we should live with keeping the Torah, we shouldn't die because of keeping the Torah. So the Rebbeinu Sham doesn't want us to die because we kept Shabbos. So anytime there's a question of Sekonis Nefoshes, here's a small chance for Mechal Shabbos. And it's not called Chil Shabbos, it's considered the right thing to do. And this could be a person that had a heart attack, this could be a person, a woman has to give birth, a person has a deep cut, it could be a person has a open break. Older person feels very weak, maybe had a heart attack, maybe had a stroke. Anytime you don't know, we're mechuyev to go. Let's say it turns out that it was not a Sekona, he thought he had a heart attack. What did he really have? Too many plates of chont. He got a stomach ache. Right? What does he know? Did we do anything wrong in the hospital? No. Because since we don't know, you go off nefesh. And you get schar for taking the person to the hospital, even though it turns out there was nothing there. Because the reason I did it was because we go off nefesh. Mishnah Berurah brings down, let's say a bunch of people called an ambulance, a bunch of people called the police, or a doctor, whatever. Now, when I called, I wasn't aware of the fact that five other people already called. Every one of them gets schar. Because all of us did it for the purpose of saving a person's life. So that if I get schar for it. And Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a stupid meaning that the women have, that after a woman gives birth on Shabbos, then she does like some type of tshuva. She does for heaven, what kind of tshuva? She didn't do anything wrong. She did what she's supposed to do. I don't do tshuva for that. What's interesting is that we try to minimize the amount of chil Shabbos when you have to go on Shabbos. Let's say you have to go on Shabbos, you have to go to the hospital. We try to minimize whatever can be minimized. So if you're driving a car, I used to give the guys when I was Nesha Torah, I used to give them a crash course in case your wife has to give birth on Shabbos. What do you do? You have to take a car, take care, what are you going to do? So it's interesting. Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's say you have to go on Shabbos. Either someone had a heart attack, someone's sick, someone who broke his leg, whatever, something which is a sakona or a pregnant woman. So, first of all, if you can get the best person to take you to the hospital is a frum Jew. Not a goy, not a fried Jew, like people think. On the contrary, a frum Jew. It says a godel. Godel, according to some places from some Rishonim, godel means not a cotton. A godel should do, because if you can take a cotton, or you take a goy, so people say, on Shabbos you can't do it unless you find a goy. So if someone loyal has a heart attack and one has to give birth, they're going to start looking for a goy. In the meantime, a person can die. So therefore, Chazal said, you're supposed to definitely go with a godel. Most Rishonim say godel means not as opposed to a cotton. The Raman learns a girl means go to be sold. Dafka tal kocha. Each one takes the shoda for care. It's a mitzvah. It's not an avera. Now, if you have a goy doing it, there's two problems. A, like I said, because people are going to think that it can only be done by a goy. That can be a problem next time. And B is because the goy is not going to be interested in saving his life. He's going to take his time, whatever. So, therefore, we try to take a Jew. Why should I not take a fried Jew? So, first thing is, because again, we want to show people that you don't have to take a fried Jew. People are going to say, when you have to do Mechal Shabbos, we're taking guys from Mechal Shabbos anyway, which is shtus v'hevel. There's no truth to that, but people are going to think that. The tremendous chiddush in the Beis Halevi in Parshas Truma, he tainas that if a fried Jew takes a person to the hospital on Shabbos, he is being Mechal Shabbos. And why is that? That's the guy the whole Shabbos, he goes to the football game, to soccer, and goes to the kiosk, he's driving his car, he's being Mechal Shabbos, watching TV, right? So now when you ask him, my wife has to go to the hospital, she has to give birth. He doesn't look at it as because it's pikuach nefesh. He drives the car the whole Shabbos anyway. I drive him, yeah, no problem. No problem. I drive for things that are not pikuach nefesh. I go to a football game, to the stadium. No problem. So basically, he says, when he takes it, you know it's pikuach nefesh, he'll be mechal Shabbos. A tremendous chiddush. Certainly, if you have nobody else to take you, but a cab driver that's fry or a goy, will take it. But if you have the choice, it's better to do it yourself or get a firm person to do it. Because a firm person, A, he's going to do whatever he can to save the person's life, to get him quicker, and B, is he'll be careful to minimize the Chil Shabbos. I already took
I'm not a cabin for Shabbos.
Three times I drove a car on Shabbos. When it was Nesha Torah, I said, you guys think you I was there with Chal Shabbos? I was also, I wasn't Chal Shabbos. I took my wife twice on Shabbos to give birth. Borrowed someone's car.
Is it weird? Did it feel weird?
It was weird. There's a sefer, somebody put out a sefer in English from Monsi to Kiryat Sefer. You ever see it? Sefer in English? Two volumes.
Yeah.
It sold very well. So he brought down a story he heard from me. Oh, it's supposed to go back over 30 years ago. The Mikra, when I was in America a few weeks ago, so I met him on the plane. I had no idea who he was. He told me he had a I had a Maisa once, my son, three times I took, twice I took my wife on Shabbos. Once I took my daughter, she came to me for Shabbos and she had to give birth. So I took her to Shabbos also in the hospital. And one time, my Bechor, my son, today he's like in his 40s already, he drove a bicycle down the stairs, tricycle, about 20 stairs. He got to the bottom, but he also opened up his head. So I had to take him on Shabbos.
Scary.
And my problem was, he made a whole dramatic story. I don't know how much was true, but we checked it out before, and most of it was true. I had over there that I had to borrow a car. I didn't have a car then. I lived in Ezra's Torah, then of Ezra's Torah. So I borrowed from a guy, he got a nice big fat Volvo. He gave me his Volvo. What he didn't tell me was, he completely forgot, his alarm wasn't working. So before Shabbos, what he did was, he put on the radio, like the loudest that it could be. So in case someone turned on the ignition, you would hear like, rock and roll from one of Ezra's Torah to the other. But he forgot about that when he gave me the keys to the car. I open up the keys to the car, and you have blaring music from one end of the register to another. My wife tells me, turn off the Shabbos. I gotta turn it off. Chazanish says, when you have to go on Shabbos, you should wear like a talus over here to show your from Jerusalem. It's because laugh. So people shouldn't think you're standing on the Shabbos. I had a talus on. Why is it turn off? Is it Shabbos? She says, the Chazanish says, turn it off.
You weren't able to turn it off?
No, I drove the whole way to the. And I happen to know the subject. Because I used to teach guys what to do on Shabbos.
Oh, for sure, turn it off, that res.
No, it's your tempo tells you, your instinct tells you, turn off, you're not allowed to. So I went down as a stair, blaring loudspeakers. People thought I was out of my mind, but what should I do? And everything was fine. And when you drive a car, so if you look before and what's there, you can avoid a lot of unnecessary chil Shabbos. First thing is, you're not going to put on winkers in case you don't have to. If you have to, like a lot of traffic, it could be a sakona, even people bring chil Shabbos, yeah. If you can.
It's always a second.
No, it depends on the people around you. Let's not forget, if you're in the full neighborhoods. Ohnedorf, Matos, these places.
There's kids flying all over
the place. The kids flying is not going to know that you're winking in the back of the turn right or left. That's not what we have winkers for. Winkers for the guy behind you, the guy in front of your car. Okay? Now, of course, you have to drive like a mensch also because you don't want to kill people on the way because you're in a rush. But you know, winkers you have to put on. Blinkers, they call them. Blinkers.
Walkers.
In the vertical blinkers. What's that?
Walkers also use.
Walker?
Like someone's walking,
he's
in the front of the car.
Yeah, you have to pull. You be careful, don't run anybody down, that's for sure.
What about driving back?
What? No, I don't tell that.
Not
at all. I'm an experienced driver, I did already 1, 2, 3, 4 times. I'm doing Medichaz right now. So when you drive, you have no heter to put on the blinkers. Obviously, you don't have to put on air conditioning heat unless you really can't drive. It's a big pekuch nefesh or the choyl or whatever. You have not to do that. When you have to stop, if you can come close to a stop, it's better. Why? Because if you every time you touch the brakes, you bring on the lights in the back. Now, obviously, you're not going to drive into a person or drive into a wall because you don't put on the brakes. But let's say you can. In the former neighborhoods, where there's not too many people around on the streets, very often you can just, take your foot off the gas, it'll work.
You know how the fancy cars work nowadays? When you stop, the car basically shuts off.
Right.
When you go, it returns on.
This is like...
That's a big problem.
40 years ago.
The windows were okay in your days. You had the crank windows, but now you can't do the windows.
That's true. That's true. Things have changed. So I remember then, so you don't touch the brakes unless you have to. When you get there, you have to think of these things in advance. Because if you don't, you're in trouble. When you get there, so I got the Shai Tzedek. The Shai Tzedek, or Bikur Chayim, they're prepared for a Shomer Shabbos, they might have to call it Shabbos. They're trained. So you come there, in Shai Tzedek, you theoretically could come to a coast to a stop, but in case you see you're heading toward a wall, then don't be from, put your foot on the brakes. When you get there, you can't, you let open the door to get out, obviously, but you can't close the door. When you close the door, you're turning off the light. You can't turn off the motor. You can do is, actually, you can get a goy. There's usually a goy inside. I was in Shai Tzedek. So you go inside, and you say, Shabbat Shalom, and you give an Arab accent if he's an Arab or not. אני מאיפה אתה, אני בו. In Arab, they can't say a, they can't say a pay, they say be. They can't say pay. And that's why Arabs can't say pay. whenever they have to say this pay, they say be. You find out who the Arab is. They usually are going work in their hospitals. And you tell them, look, I have a car outside. That's nice, you know, what if I care? And you tell them that I can't turn off the engine. Now, he should know what to do. If he doesn't, you can tell him, theoretically, you can tell him more than you can tell him whoever turns off the engine is not getting mafsid. Why? Because when it comes to Amir al-Nakhri, you can never do anything which has a no, direct a no. Even if he does it on his own. If a guy's going to put on a light for me, I have to stop him. Even if I didn't tell him a word. Certainly, I can't tell him to put on a light. But if you want to turn off a light, or in this case, turn off an engine, you can tell him to direct a. If it's not a hafsid.
Even at nighttime, in like your own room?
What's that?
Even if you left like the light on in your room?
Yeah.
Same thing.
You gotta call a goy and tell him it's very hard for me to sleep. That's fine. Shh. Whereas I can't tell a goy to put on a light.
Okay,
even if he's coming on his own, I gotta stop him. A lot of people don't know that. They have a Shabbos goy, think everything's mota. So basically, they're the Shabbos goy because they're doing things that are on Shabbos. But when you have a car, so you can tell the guy that I don't know what to do right now because I can't turn it off. Okay? That's the simplest way of doing it. Since it is have some ruba, because if you leave the car there with the keys and some walk over the car. Or I think theoretically if you left the car running and we'll run out of gas after a while, just burn out the engine, no? So there's a have some ruba either way. It'll be stolen
called,
or something.
Though?
What?
What's it called? Have some ruba?
Have some ruba.
What does that mean?
A big tremendous loss. It would be a tremendous loss. So therefore in the case of have some ruba, you let tell more directly. You say whoever turns off the engine won't lose. Not turn off the engine. Whoever turns off the engine is not going to lose on the deal. You have to give him a candy bar or something like that to make him feel good. So that's what I did. Tell the guy that whoever turns it off is not going to lose. Okay? Now he knows how to take the key. He knows how to turn off the engine. And he's going to take it to the cabinet over there and the desk and Shari Tzedek and it'll be fine. With this, what this guy wrote a story about was that when I went, I took my son there. So there was very messy. Everything's going fine with the blaring music and everything. When I got to Kikar Denya, I don't know if you guys know this, you go to Shari Tzedek, it's the last traffic light before Shari Tzedek, called Kikar Denya. So there I had to stop, there was a traffic light, there was traffic. Everybody's being Machal Shabbos, I'm a Shemesh, what am I going to do, I'm going to stop. So pulled up next to me, two fried guys, and they're, you know, with the rock and roll, whatever, and they saw this Haredi guy, they asked me, like, what are you doing? You have to Haredi, you have to, why are you driving Shabbos? So I saw my son, who was 3 years old, and had a big bandage on his head. I told him, he cut his head open. Pikuach Nefesh. So the guy says, you can't do that in blaring music. I go explain tomorrow and I can't turn it off. So he remained with the tzorachin because I never gave an answer. And the light turned green, I went weiter. Then you get there, you get the Arab and you tell him that I don't know what to do or I don't know, I can't turn it off. Whoever turns it off is not going to lose. He'll take the key. My daughter had a bigger problem. My daughter, this goes back when. My daughter's daughter was 17, so 17 years ago. My daughter came to me for Shabbos, then she had to go to the hospital. We had to go to, she was registered in Hadassah, Hartzofim. Now that, on the way there, I was already thinking, this is going to be messy, because there's no Shemir Shabbos. Hadassah, Hartzofim, you're bottled with shishim with the Arabs over there, it's mamish. Arabs, fry, very few from people. So by them, Shabbos is just like Sunday, there's no difference. So I'm thinking on the way, what's going to happen when I get there? Because they're not prepared to take the keys. So I thought, the best thing to do is, I'm going to park the car right in front of the emergency, near the emergency room. Cheder Miyun, it's called. That's what I did. I parked the mamish on the curb in front of the emergency room. So the guy came running and says, you can't leave the car over here. I said, yes, I can. And he says, but you're not allowed to. I said, but I'm not allowed to drive the car. So he says, and how'd you get her? I says, till now be kuch nefesh. Now it's not. I go explain this to this is a fry guy. He starts screaming, you can't leave it here. It's a sakona. So I said, yeah, but I can't drive the car.
You're in
what?
Marzain.
Why? I'm taking a woman that's pregnant.
Yeah,
to
all these
Marzain.
Like frying people to be more.
Yeah. Explain to him. A fry explained to him. It's Shabbat.
It
I asked if he's. He said he'll move the car.
No idea.
He said he's gonna move the car for me. So I says, Ata Yehudi? Of course I'm Yehudi. Says you can't do it either. So he says I drive the whole day. He says now my car you're not gonna drive. If you decide, tell him to get an Arab. You're an Arab. Arab took the car, pulled in the parking lot. He's not gonna steal the car.
Yeah.
He loses his job. And then afterwards, they're not organized to put in the cabinet. So he came up afterwards to the room to bring me the key. I told him to put it in my daughter's pocketbook. What's that? That's a bosses ledover isser v'heter. If you have like a bag or a pocketbook or a briefcase, you have heter and isser there, so it's mutter. So they put it into the briefcase, and they take it, whatever, pocketbook. What's that? It takes care of the Matzah Shabbos. and I was able to get there on Shabbos. But these things, you have to know these things before, and otherwise you can make mistakes. You're allowed to take any time there's any chashash or sekon. If a person does not want to go on Shabbos to hospital, you're supposed to explain to him that he's mechuyif to go. Just like a person wants to fast in Kippur, the doctor says you're not allowed to. I had to fight with my father. He said lift 120, but he's not supposed to be fasting. He recently had a surgery for Yom Kippur. Doctor told him not to fast. He says he has no problem fasting. The doctor said he can't fast. He can't. His whole life he fasted, even though he's in the concentration camps. He's going to fast. I said no. Then you're mechuyif to fast. And if you're moisten effort, that gets hard. But now you're not allowed to fast. It's very hard to tell a person in his right mind not to fast in Kippur.
How old is your father?
What?
How old is your father?
Older than me. But, Baruch Hashem. His head's in place, that's the Iker. I talked to him, learning his Beseder. The Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, was Nefter when? Tafshin Lamed Zayin. That was 43 years ago. It was a few months after I came to Yisrael. I remember he, in the middle of Shacharis, he had terrible stomach pains, and he had to leave the Beis Medrash. And they knew right away that they had to take the hospital. He didn't want to go. He said that he wants to wait till after Shabbos. So I remember then they sent my shver, my father-in-law, to Vayashev. Vayashev said that he's mechuyif to go. You have to tell him. Tell him that I said he has to go to the hospital. And they told him, so he went to the hospital. Now, he was, they found he had a cancer in his stomach. They made a surgery the next day. He was gone within 24 hours. He was gone. So the Ger Chassidim said that he knew Ruach HaKodesh, that there was no reason to take him to Shabbos, he's not going to survive anyway. I don't know what he did know, he was very choshevid. But they remember that. His brothers, they're afraid to start up with their own Rebbe. He was a Rebbe of thousands of Yidden. They're afraid to start up with him. They got a club sack. They're mechuyiv to tell him that he has to go. And that's the halacha. You have to tell people, it's a sekon. You have to explain to them, you're mechuyiv to go. People always try to be firm on these things where you're not supposed to. Agav, of some cases which are sakona. If there's a kid that's stuck in a bathroom, the door gets locked. Common case. You let him smash the door down to get him out of there. Because a kid, when he's in a pachad, that's a sakona. It's about to break the door down. On the other hand, there's some things in sakona which the Metzias changed. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shechav Ches, the person that has a makal, gavayad. Gavayad means over here. He says, we're mechal Shabbos. They doctors say there's no such sakona. If you had a vein that was cut, that's a different story. But it's not made with a big mark on your hand. So there's no heter for that. You have an open break. Shmir Shabbos brings down the doctor to say, that's the sakona, where you can actually see the bones. Aniyah Cotton, when I was 13 years old, I managed to break my wrist playing football, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I remember on Rosh Hashanah, they took me to the house to make me a cast. I also had to wait for the Kiyas Shoy for Lili Yosef Yitzchak, who was there. I had to have his cast put on Rosh Hashanah. A great honor. There's certain things that are mamash. Led, this is very interesting. Interesting machlekes, amanadei machlekes. What's the reason we dafka take a frum person, not a goy, not a fried person? Because we want to show that, first of all, we want to make sure that there's the best care is taken, and it's a goy, he might not be in such a rush. The Jew will do his best for the telos of the chayla. And second of all, because we want people to know that it's not something not to do. You don't travel for a goy, it's a big mitzvah. So what happens by Yoledis? What was about to give birth? So here it's an interesting machlekes from the modern day Paiskim, Shlomo Zalman and Avayashev. What's the machlekes? The Yoledis is not that something went wrong. It's not like someone had a heart attack or someone fell off from the second of the story window or he had a stroke. The Yoledis is a very healthy thing. Just as Rabbi Yishem made, that Yoledis has to go through a shlav of sakona, certain stage of sakona. It just in tonight's Daf Yomi, it says that Rabbi Yishem, before a woman gives birth, he checks where she's holding on the mitzvah of Chala, the mitzvah of Nida, Taras Mishpocha, and the mitzvah of Adlokas Neiris. The Rosh Hashem checks where she's holding that, and according to that, the Rosh Hashem will pull her through or not pull through. Every childbirth, if you know about it, is a Nes, and some more than others. I have my daughter that I'm telling you that I took her to hospital 7 years ago. So a few weeks ago, she had a kid 2 months early, and she never even made it to the delivery room, and the kid's less than 1 kilo. You know what that is, less than 1 kilo? You know what a kilo of sugar looks like? Sugar comes in a kilo. The body, they come at a kid that's less than a kilo. So the body of the kid, I look at it, less than the size of my hand. But everything's Baruch Hashem, and since then I've gone by 6-7 weeks. Everything's moving, she cries, she's already out of the incubator. Hoping 2-3 weeks to take her home. Today, mamash, The fly sabur is a lot of but every lady is sakona. So the interesting thing is, since a lady, the machaber said Hashem Lamanal, a lady is not that something went wrong. It's a healthy thing. There's a certain stage of sakona which the Baruch Hashem, Barif Chachmosi decided to make it like that. So we try to minimize the Chilul Shabbos that's involved. We try to minimize it. So here we have interesting machlokes. Rabbi Yashu says, since we're trying to minimize it, because nothing went wrong, so therefore you should not take her to the hospital yourself. It's better to get a goy. You're minimizing it. Shemazal says the exact opposite. Shemazal Marbar said that since a woman that's a yeledus has a din of a chayle shesh b'sakona, and a chayle shesh b'sakona, we dafka take a frum person, we dafka take a godel. Same thing over here. So according to Shemazal, it's better you do it yourself. According to Yashu, it's better you get a goy. Interesting machlekes. Now let's say you have a pregnant woman, a woman that just gave birth, or a person had a heart attack, a person had a stroke, whatever, lay any of these things happen. The person wants you to put a light in the room. Now if his mom is scared, because people sometimes have a pachet, it'll be mutter. It's connected with the shin, like the elbow. But the general rule is, if it's pikuach nefesh, his mom needs it for his well-being, everything's mutter. If he feels more comfortable, he have a light in the room, so you try and get either a goy to do it, which makes it rabbonin. If there's no goy around, do it with your elbow, do it with the shin. But you can't do it if that's what he needs. La suve daite, to calm down. I remember like today, when I was a bocher in Lakewood, there was an accident on a Friday night. Reb Shneur Kotter, the Shashiv, was then in the Gura Convention, which is not too far away. It used to be then Atlantic City, before it became the gambling capital. That was the place the Gura Convention was every year. So I remember then, Reb Shneur had a, called a brother-in-law, even though it wasn't really a brother-in-law. Reb Aaron Kotler adopted a certain girl after the war, that she was the assignment. And she was brought up the family. She was mom's like a sister. And she got married to a guy who was a rabbi in Cincinnati, and then afterwards when he came to Lakewood, he worked in the office there. He was hit by a car that Friday night. We're talking about a person who was 60 years old. And he was in bad shape, and he asked that Rebbetzin Kotler should be there. His name was Rishon. He was rambling after she was 90-something. But he wanted Rebbetzin Kotler to be there because she knew how to get things in the hospital, get things done. She was a big knacker. So they sent to Reb Shneur Kotler. They called it, they had a goy call up. Reb Shneur Kotler was then in the convention Atlantic City. My father was there then, he came from Chicago. So they approached Reb Shneur Kotler, they told him what happened. Reb Shneur went right away to Moshe Feinstein and Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky, who were sitting there together. He told them, and they brought him on the spot to go back to Lakewood. He went back with Rebbetzin Kotler on Friday night. Next morning, I was looking by Dami, he was there. Because the Chayla wanted this person to be there. Anything which is a suvi right is muta. It's muta. You're allowed to do it. When you have a shayla, you have to ask what's muta, what's not muta. But something like that is muta. you have today, there's a lot more reason. You know, sometimes there's a power failure, so the electric company comes and they fix it. Now you get into all different shaylas, because the electric company usually is Jews. So it comes out of Jew on electricity. Can I use it on Shabbos? So Reb Levi Yitzchak Halpern, who passed away a few months ago, he was the head of the Machon Technology, if you heard. It's like a whole special Machon for the last 40, 50 years. They figured out all the halachic solutions, electricity, with plumbing, with cars, telephones, all these different things. They figured things out. He's a big time Machon, but he worked things out with Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv, he told me that they once talked about it. What's going to be the din in case they fix the power on Shabbos? Can you use electricity or not? So he said, and this is 10 years ago he told me this, he said, once upon a time, it was a big shayla, because you're not supposed to put on electricity on Shabbos. And then, there's only one place in Yerushalayim where it's pikuach nefesh. They wanted to say that it's mutter, because if you don't put electricity on, Shai Tzedek and Hadassah want electricity, be pikuach nefesh. But the whole city, based on two buildings, is taking a head to pretty far. He says today, every second building, one guy has a heart lung machine, one guy has a dialysis machine, one guy has a kidney machine. Go know which building is such a machine and which not. Since you don't know, he says, I would tell the guy the Chachilah. Fix electricity. You don't know. And I thought it was a wild thing to say. A few weeks after he told me this, they came running to me on Friday night. A lady, I knew she had problems with her kidneys. They told me she has a dialysis machine and the fuse blew. Can they have someone pick up the fuse? I said, of course, there's more time. And mom, the building across from me, a lady that I knew, a lady in her 50s, I had no idea she has a machine. You never know. Today, every second building can have such a thing. How many people have diabetes and have these machines that check the sugar and whatnot? Pikuach nefesh. Just like when you have a fire at night, you're allowed to call the fire department, you're allowed to put the fire. Why? Because you never know if there's somebody inside. Even if it turns out there's no one there. 100% mutter. Today it's mutter to put electricity, the whole thing, because you don't do anything. You can't knock on your door and ask who's here. I'm going to have to run. We should all be healthy. We should have some problems. Good night.